So the Gemara says that that Chavish Hameis, Marakasha, why don't you? It seems that the Sofik is Meis Medevadai. It's Chavit Hevel, and we assume that the Chavit was Mafish, that eventually the Chavit was Mafish. The Gemara asks, how does that work? The Gemara thinks that it works with Sofik Meis Medevadai. The text explains it's a Sofik Herogel. The Megillah says that eventually the Chavit was Mafish. So the Gemara says, no, it's not a riot. L'olam is not a body in the first place. It's not Sofik Meis Medevadai. It's Meis Medevadai Sofik. Because we don't really know that these payers were ever Tevel to begin with, because the Rashi is memra that a person could be marim and it could be machnis the parents there the mitz, so there was never a reis pnei habayis, never a proper reis pnei habayis. In which case, and then it could be machel a behema. Rashi says that even the odlam, it's only midirabon and that he can be midiraisa. It could be machel, it doesn't become tevel midiraisa, and didn't have a reis pnei habayis. Since it didn't have a reis pnei habayis, so it can machel the behema. A person have an achilas erai. Anyway, the kids say that's the answer. It's a sofik for sofik. This is the chara built on the Gemara in Bava Metzia. That the Gemara is there a drasha. Amar Yanai, in a tevel mischayev at sheir pnei abayis. Means that from a pasuk we have to kodesh pnei abayis that the chiyuv to musin meisus is only chal. The shem tevel is only chal after the yis pnei a. After Riz Pnei Abayis. And here, it lacks in Riz Pnei Abayis. Since it's in the Mites, it lacks in Riz Pnei Abayis. I spoke out the other day. Yesterday, I think, what the different Shittas in Rishayim, why is it lacking Riz Pnei Abayis? Rashi says, because it's not, it didn't have a Gemara Melacha yet. The Rashi Meiser says, because it's Mechusa. The Rabbi Yehuda Brocha says that it's because it's a Meichel Behemo. Anyway, kach, it needs a Riz Pnei Abayis. The Gemara there in Bamatzia is Sakasha from a Braisa. The Braisa says that payers become chayev misha tigomer melachton. And when is the Gemara Malocha melechas achnasosan? Melechas achnasosan. So the Gemara says, my love achnasosan basota, that it means when you gather together in the field, not when you bring it into the house. So you see that you don't need to be as pay a bias, it's enough to have the achnasa basota. One teretz says, no, la'olam, it means achnososon, not achnososon. Asoda, melechas achnososon means achnososon babayis. That's the melechas achnososon. Not sure what's the pshat on that. Does that mean that the dinner b'yis pnei habayis is a kind of my melacha? The lashon b'yis is, at shetigomer melachlan, ha'ezi melachlan, melechas achnososon. So the first teretz Gemara says, that means achnososon babayis. The b'yis calls it, mishetigomer melachlan. Maybe it's Madig and Akamara, it's a shayla all by itself. It's Re'ez Pnei Abayis. It's Xeris HaKosuv, but what's the get of Xeris HaKosuv? Is it Stav Xeris HaKosuv, like a Nusav Leitaima? You have to have Re'ez Pnei Abayis? Or was the Torah Mechadish that the Gemara Melocha is only final when you reach the when it reaches the Bayis? It's Madig and this Teres, it's Melech HaSachnos Osuv, that's the Gemara Melocha. Sounds like the word of Re'ez, the idea of Re'ez Pnei Abayis, that it's a kind of Gemara Melocha. Maybe it's not muchuch. Maybe pshat in the Gemara is that you have to have a gemar melacha mishetigomer melachton melechas achnososon. Maybe it means like the gemar melacha with the reis pnei. I don't know. Chor is a shtickel indication. It's hard to get out. That reis pnei bayis is a kind of gemar melacha. Nice, it's a hakir by itself. It's hakir is negate a lot of things. This machlekes rishonim that we just had, you know, what exactly is the accomplishment of it being mechusav b'mitz? So the Rash says that the mile of being mechusav, the reason why if it's mechusav b'mitz, it's not chayev, is because it didn't see the pnei habayis. You have to have a literal reis pnei habayis. To get a kosher, I understand that better. It's just a word of gemar melacha. The melech is achnasosin, is when you bring it into the house. So it makes a difference to the gemar melacha if it's mechusav or it's not mechusav. Hard to understand the Rash in those terms. The Rash sounds like he holds it. It's Mamash Xeris HaKosuv. I don't know how he reads this Braisa. Mishetigomer Melachta, Ve'ezi Gemar Melachta, Melechas Achnasosim. Achnasosim Abayis. Lo Yedea. there. How to explain it? Now, component, that's the first. That's not the main thing I want to talk about. That's the first test. The Nechalami, the Brisa means Rias Kneya Bias. Then the Brisa is an Ibayas Eimo. That the Brisa is talking about wheat, it's talking about Dagon. And Dagon is different because the Torah, because Islu Garen, Dagon doesn't need a Rias Kneya Bias. What's the terech by Dagon is that you make a Garen in the Sada. And that's the Melechas Achnas Asun. And in Nechinam, the Brice is talking about Tur. And by Tur, by Dagon, since you have a Garen in the Sada, you don't have to have a Rias Kneya Bias. So that's a very big chiddush. The second Lashon is saying, this is the Bais Eim Limar is saying, that a Dover Sheish Lagoyrin doesn't need a Rias Kneya Bias. I don't know what it's exactly a kosov. Since the Torah talks about God, the pasuk says, "Nechshu v'kem t'vashim asim, k'dogim in a goren v'flame in a yekiv." The Torah talks about a goren, so that's psagili milso that there's a chiyuv in the goren without Rias Kneya Bias. That you need Rias Kneya Bias is by other things that don't have a goren, but something that has a goren, the Torah says that it becomes chayiv in the goren. This discussion is showing. What about a yekiv? What about wine? Is it also mischayiv in the yekiv? Maybe you need a Rias Kneya Bias. Because the terech of the yekiv to be in the house, so Shmuel's a new shayin. But I'll upon him, I wish I learned success across that. Those things that says that the Torah talks about it having a goyim by dogma, it says that it has a goyim. The dogma and a goyim. So by goyim, the success by dogma, the success across that it becomes chayiv with the goyim alone. You don't have to command to a reis mei abayis. I see by saying the more. Machlekes the Rambam the Rambam had a paskin. The Rambam doesn't bring it by saying. The Rambam just brings the doesn't bring it. Apparently, Paskins like the earlier Teretz. They have to have Rias Kneya Bias. And the right, the Paskins like the Ibayas Eimah, that a Dover Sheish Lagoyrin doesn't have to have Rias Kneya Bias. So Rashi over there asks, according to the Ibayas Eimah, that a Dover Sheish Lagoyrin doesn't need a Rias Kneya Bias. So how do you learn a Vaishya? Vaishya is talking about Dagon, the Chara. Mites by Dagon. And Rabbi says that you can be married in a tefillah, you can machnas this b'mitz in order to circumvent the Rias Kneya Bias, and you're not going to have a chiyuv. Dovish Yesh Lagar doesn't need a Rias Kneya Bias. So Rashi answers, that in Echonami Rabbi Yesh is chayil tell the Ibayis Eimah. The Ibayis Eimah doesn't stim with the Rabbi Yesh. Maybe that's why the Rambam doesn't pass like the Ibayis Eimah. Maybe that's the reason, because maybe he holds like Rashi, that Rabbi Yeshi is against the Ibayis Eimah, so the Ibayis Eimah is probably, Rabbi Yeshi is quoted in many places in Shas. So you see that the stomach of the Gemara all over doesn't have this Ibayis Eimah. The Rav of the Maaseh Paskins is the Ibayis Eimah. He says, Dovish Yesh Lagoyrin, and Dovish Lagoyrin is different. Could be there's another way to answer the problem. Yishayim asks a kasha. The Mishnah says in Maisus, beginning of Parakei, that it's talking about the various the Gemara Meloch of Peres Mechayev. So the Mishnah says that Hakishuim Vadluim, various kinds of gourds, Mishayi Poksu, they become Chayev. Mishayi Poksu means they have this green stuff growing on top. I think it's like a carrot or something that's green stuff on top. When you take that off, that's called the Pikus. And that's the Gemara Melocha and the Kishuv and Blum become Chayim in Maisa. The Chora, there was no Rias Kneya Bias. How do you have a Chiyuv? Where's the Rias Kneya Bias? So the emphasis of the Gemara itself, actually, the Gemara itself in Mamasi is the Kash. We should put this up. The Mishnah says, we should have the Kishuv by Gluim, the Mishnah, okay, Maisus. So the Gemara asks, but what about the Rias Kneya Bias? So the Gemara answers, Mishay Poksu Babayas. It means you brought it into the house and there you did the pikus. That's the Gemara Messiah. Agab Urcha, the Rishayim asked, how does it help to do the pikus in the bites? You see from Rav Oshio that if you machnas the tour in the mites, then it doesn't become tevel. It's mashma even if you took the mites off afterwards. Even if afterwards in the bais you were mereach, but since when it went into the bais, it's mukhl, because Agamar says a chorim was mace, and he left a megura malaya peiros, he left us wheat, and obviously there was miruach, because if it was still in the mites, then we would know that it wasn't that it wasn't tevel, that it wasn't even tevel yet. Didn't have a gemar malach. Obviously, right now the mites is gone, so you must have taken off the mites after you got into the house, and yet the gemar Rav Ishi says since there was no riyas mei bais. So it was. So it never becomes chayav. That's it. Once it didn't have riyas mei bais, b'shas sachar, you know, when it went in, so it doesn't help afterwards to take off the mites. And here the Gemara says that it's enough to do the pikos, which is the Gemara Melacha, hardly equivalent of taking off the mites and doing the miruach, to do it in the bais. That means it came into the bais before the Gemara Melacha, and then you did the Gemara Melacha afterwards. So what's the difference? So this is the Rishonim answer. Rishonim has different answers, which is related to the issue before. Some Rishonim, Tosfos answers that by Tefillah the derech is to do the Gemara Melacha before it comes into the bais, and then to do the Hachnasu LaBais. So therefore, the state of there is ma'akim. You have to first do the Gemara Melacha, and then the reason may bias. Like Yeshua and Luim, the derech is to bring into the bias, and then to do the pikus. So if that's the derech, then you could do it in the other direction. That's Tosfos. I thought that Tosfos makes it. That Tosfos, I'll ask you, which way does it make more sense? If reason may bias exists at Kosov, or if reason may bias it's a pasuk regardless, but it's a stamak zeres at Kosov, or that the zeres Kosov is megala that you need the Gemara Melacha reason may bias. That's where this Tosfos story makes sense then. With the derech is to do the pikus in the house, and you can do the pikus after you got to the house. With the derech is to do the miruach first, and you have to do the miruach, and then the riyas mei. I thought it's more mistaber that it works if riyas mei is just exerts a kosov. So if the rule is it's against a kosov, if the rule is it has to be after the gemar malach, it has to be after the gemar malach. What's the difference? Derech, not there. If you learn that the riyas mei itself is a kind of gemar malach, so then I hear the gemar malach, you know, culminates. That's the it's. So you need the final Gemara Melacha is the Riyas Mei Abayis. So if the derech is to do the miruach first, like by tefuah, and then to bring it into the Mei Abayis, so the Riyas Mei Abayis is the Gemara Melacha that's at the end of all the other Gemara Melachas. So it has to be in that seder. And if you put it into the Riyas Mei Abayis and then it wasn't the final Gemara Melacha, then it doesn't help afterwards. But if it's something where the derech is that the Riyas Mei Abayis is not the final Gemara Melacha, then the pikus of the Gemara Melacha, then maybe you could do it the other direction. Even then, it's not so clear the story. But I can put in that place is terrible. That it depends on the terror. The Rashi answers, so as I mentioned before, the Rashi over there, Meister's answers, that by Tfuah, if it's in the Moitz, it's Mechusse, it doesn't see the bias. So it doesn't help to take it off afterwards, to take the Moitz off afterwards. But it went into the bias, it didn't see, it takes very literally, Re'ez Pe'a bias. It has to literally see the facade of the house when it comes in. So if it was inside the Moitz, and then you take off the mites when it's ready in the house, so it looks around, all it sees is the living room, so it's no good. Didn't have a riyas mei abayis. But by the kishum and luim, it has this green stuff on top of its head, but the eyes are open, and the kishum and luim, they walk in, actually they have a curly top, but they walk in, they see the pei abayis, so you have a fine riyas mei abayis. Of course, you need to have a gemar malacha, you do the gemar malacha later. And Rabbi Yonah, I told you before, is also to address this question. He says, Kishum and Duim, even without the pikus, it's not a Meichel Behema. So the reason why is Chal. Just need a Gemar Meloch, you do the Gemar Meloch later. By Tvua, if it's in the Meitz, it's a Meichel Behema. But that's how you give Tvua to a Behema. Meichel Behema doesn't have a Reis Meir, you can't have a Reis Meir Bias and a Meichel Behema. That's the first become a Meichel Odom, then you can have a Reis Meir Bias. Akoponim, that's the Gemar. When it says that Kishum and Duim is Sheyipoksu, means Sheyipoksu Babais. Shalim ask, at the very same Mishnah, goes on and says, so this Habbayis is a Mishnah Pokes of Habbayis, that's the Gemara Bamitzia. Shalim ask, at the very same Mishnah goes on and says, Amed Varam Amurim, Vimaylich Lashuk. But if he's Maylich, but if he's Maylich, if he's meilich, the meilich lebeisoy, actually agil lebeisoy, then it's not chayiv till it reaches his home. So Rishonim ask, it's almost against the Gemara. The Gemara said to the ratio that says that kishuv, they always need to raise their bias.
And the Reisha that says Mishay Poksu Mishay Poksu Vabayis. But how could that be? How can the Mora say that? The very same Mishnah goes on and says that Nedvar Mamur Memelch Lashuk, but Memelch LeBeisoy. Then you have Chayim until he's Magil LeBeisoy. No, it's before the Mishnah. That only in the Sefer when he's Memelch LeBeisoy you have to have Ashi Magil LeBeisoy. But in the Reisha he's Memelch Lashuk and you don't need the Beisoy. So it's against the Gemara. A, it's against the Gemara. Number two, Emes Takashret. If in the Reisha you don't need. If in the ratio is Melech Lashuk, it doesn't have to be, you don't need to be Magil Abesoi, then where's the reason to have ice? You can have the Gemara's Kasha. This question of Rishonim is. So many Rishonim answer the Rosh, the Ern Meiser, the Rich from Bob Metzio, that it means like this. Hakishum Adluyim Mishay Poksu, the Gemara says Babayis. Babayis means Bayis Shavasoda. That's a, I don't know what it has up there. As a farmhouse, so it has a, you know, it's the bayis of a soda. It has a building in the soda where you bring it in and then you do the pikus. That's not where you hold. That's not his home. If you're loyal chalshuk, it's good enough. That's when he's bayis of a soda. That's where he's made a bayis. But if he's loyal chalbeisoy, then you have to have actually again. It's not enough to have a bayis of a soda. Then you have to have a bayis shabir. That's how they learned the rosh the mitzvah. So Gemara says, yeah, you need a bayis. Even the rosh you need a bayis because you have to have a yismei a bayis. But you don't need beisoy. But if you're Melech HaBayis, then you have to have Ashkil of Beis Soy. Stresses on the final vav to his bias. What's the Havana? Like, what's the difference? If this is a bias, so what's the get over here? If you're Melech HaShuk, then it's enough to Bayis Sheva Soda. If you're Melech HaBayis, the Bayis Sheva Soda is not enough, then you need the Bayis Sheva Shabiyah. So Aaron says, Rav Aaron, Mishnah Sheva Aaron, in the Chuvas, maybe it's now they put Aaron's Rome also, maybe it's there. But Aaron says, Pshat, well, Aaron says a fancy word. He says a fancy word for reasons of his own. We could simplify it, but I'll tell you the way he says it. He says that there's two dinim in Riyas Me'abayis. So God says, there's two dinim in Riyas Me'abayis. There's one din, this exerts a kosul, that you need Riyas Me'abayis, Rav Yaris Drosha, Biyat Yakadish Me'abayis. You need a Riyas Me'abayis, who exerts a kosul. And for that, it's enough to have a bias to the Sodom. And then another din. There's a din that you need a Riyas Me'a bias, else the Gemar Melocha. Because the Gemar Melocha, maybe that's not that loss in the Gemar, Melecha Sachna Sosom, the Gemar Melocha is when it comes to this, when you bring it home. It's a different halacha. Inside the Gemar Melocha, he says you need the final bias. The bias that's its final destination. Because it's really a Mishnah. The Mishnah Taka says, Mishnah Deir Maestro says later on, that let's say you're bringing something into a bias, but this bias, just like you're a truck making deliveries. So you go into one bias, you drop off a delivery, then you go into another bias, you drop off a delivery. So the Mishnah says that it only becomes chayiv when it reaches the final bias that it's supposed to go to. You need the bias achron. So Rai says, what's the shot? I reach pay a bias to suggest the cost. He says, no, because you need reach pay a bias, I'll gemar melocha. So if you need Riyas Me'abayis, that's Gemar Melocha, then it's the Bayis Ha'achron, that is the final destination. That's the chat. When you bring Melech L'Shuk, so the final destination is the Shuk, you don't really need the Bayis as a final destination, because it's going to the Shuk anyway. So then you only need a Bayis that's the Xeris HaKosuv of Riyas Me'abayis. The Xeris HaKosuv is enough a Bayis Sheva Soda. But when you Melech L'Besoi, then you need the Riyas Me'abayis as a Gemar Melocha also. As a Gemar Melocha, you need the Bayis Ha'achron. So the Bayis Sheva Soda is not going to be enough, you have to have the Bayis Ha'achron. I've come to the Rabbi. Could be you don't have to say it quite like that. It could be you could say, maybe learn this one halacha. Xeris HaKosov, they need to be a bias. Like I said before, maybe even the Xeris HaKosov is the Gedig Mar Malacha. Like Torah said, there's a Gili Kra that you need the Gemar Malacha of Achnosel Abayis. Okay, I mentioned before, you know, it could be that even though it's a pasuk, but the pasuk is in the gala that you need not just the malach of miruch, you need the real gemar malach of achnasa lebayis. If the xeris hakosuv is they need the gemar malach of achnasa lebayis, so then even if we have the xeris hakosuv, it has to be the bayis achrei. When the Torah says the bayis, it means the last bayis, but there needs to be a bayis. It can't not be a bayis because it's a pasuk, but it's not enough to be a bayis. It has to be a last bayis. So when you malach l'shuk. So the last bias, at least from your point of view, is the bias of a soda. So the bias of a soda is mechayev. From there, it goes straight to market. Then this bias is not the bias. Because the Torah, when it says mina bias, it means the last bias. The last bias by you is the bias shebe'ir. Like the Mishnah, if you had many baptim, it's always the last bias. So melech hashegi basically you have to come to the last bias. Anyway, that's how many Rishonim learn. That's the main. The Rosh, the Ritva, I think other Rishonim also say al derech zeh. The Rechon, you always need a bias, but if you're melech l'shuk, it's enough the bias shebe sodah. If you're melech l'ir, then you need the bias shebe. You need the bias shebe. The Rash, though, that's a Rosh. The Rash, they're in Maestris. I don't know why he doesn't say this. He doesn't say this. And he says a different route. He says that, what was strange, he says like this. He says, Akuya Hakishima Domishi Poxy, you don't need a bias. Isaac Gemara says, if you need a bias, so I don't know, he's like, Nisha, but see, like, he doesn't really answer that. He said, you know, he asked the Kasha, doesn't really answer it. But he says, but the emes is that it's not Shver. Because the Maskon of the Gemara is, that a Dovah Shiesh Lagoyrin doesn't need a bias. But it's basically saying, Nechami, when the Gemara, in the Shakla Vatari Mamatsia, first the Gemara says this, Mishi Poksu, Mishi Poksu, the bias. And the Rash learns that that's Takashver, because it's against the Sefer. He doesn't really answer it. It's just like, that's a difficult line of the Gemara. But he says, he played Shiplai Shver, not my problem. He just remains with the Kash. But he says, the emes is that it's really not Shver, it's steer between the way, but what's going on over here. Because the Gemara then goes on later, later there in that second Bamatsia, and introduces a new idea that a Dovah Shiesh Legoyrin doesn't need a bias. Says the Rash, Kishulim Edluim is a Dovah Shiesh Legoyrin. In Pasuk it doesn't say, it says Goyrin by Dovah, Dovah and a Goyrin, it doesn't say it by Kishulim Edluim. He says it doesn't matter. The Metzias is that Kishulim Edluim, the Derech is that they gather together in the field, and I guess they do the Pikus over there or something. And that's how it is. The agricultural Messiah says that Kishum and Luim is a Dovah Shiesh Legoyrin. They put it together in the field and they process it with the Pikus. So it's a Dovah Shiesh Legoyrin. A Dovah Shiesh Legoyrin doesn't need a bias. And maybe that's Pshat in the Reisha. Kishum and Luim is a Poksu because it's a Dovah Shiesh Legoyrin, but we can ignore the bias. Ad Kam Nerash.
What's Pshat in the
Reisha? Well, it's a Chorapella. What do you do to say for? The Sefer says if you're Melech Lebeisa, you still have to be Ashi Yagil Lebeisa. It's a Dovah Shiesh Legoyrin. Says of Aaron. If you're Melech Lebeisa, you have to have a bias, not because of the Gzeres HaKosov or Rias Meir bias. There's two dinim. This is with the same way. There's two dinim. There's one din, and here I think in the Rashi thing of Aaron is Much. There's one din, this exerts a kosov of Rias Meir Bias. And when it comes to maybe we'll see different answers then. But there's one din that you need of Rias Meir Bias as Gzeres HaKosov. As Gzeres HaKosov, he says, if it's Dovah Shiesh Legoyrin, you don't need it. But then there's another halacha, that you need a Rias Meir Bias as Gmar Melacha. He says, that depends. If you're Melech L'Shuk, then you don't need to use Meir Bias as a Gmar Melacha. Because by you, as soon as you put it on the truck to go to the Shuk, that's the Gmar Melacha. You don't need a bias for the Gmar Melacha at all. Not even a bias Shivasodah. Because it's exactly a Kosovo that has nothing to do with the Psukim. It's a Svara, they need Gmar Melacha, nothing to do with Reis Meir Bias. So you're Melech L'Shuk, you don't need that Gmar Melacha. Because by you, you're just being Melech L'Shuk. Put on the label and you go to the Shuk and that's enough. But if you're Melech L'Beisoy, then you have to be at Shigil L'Beisoy, not mitzad exeris that cost of Rias Meir Bais, but mitzad the Gemar Meloch of Rias Meir Bais. And Melech, it's very good, the Mishnah. That's how it goes. Hakishum ad L'Mishi, if you're Melech L'Shuk, then it's, you don't have to have you don't need a Bais, because the exeris that cost of, even the worst otherwise, but Maskona, the exeris that cost of Rias Meir Bais is only if it's Eim L'Gur, Kishum ad L'Mishi have a Gur. If you're Melech L'Shuk, then you need a bias for a different reason. Not mitzad exeris hakosu of Rias Meir Bias, but because that's part of the Gemara Melochah. So there it's only actually Gila Besa. Let's have Aaron's Mazbe the Rash. I thought I had a kasha on this Mahalach of Aaron. Where of Aaron is learning, this din of Yagila Besa is not exeris hakosu at all. Since this is a Dovah Shiesh Legoyrin, it's outside of the Gzeres HaKosov. It's just a svara that you need a Rias Meir Bais. that you need a what? A mamuloch. The Rashi himself, the Aaron Mises, says, I was talking about Rabbi Yishiyahu and how does it help the fact that it's enveloped in the mites? Like, how does that take off the problem? So the Rashi himself says, the way the mites works is that since it's hiding in the mites, I told you before, the Rashi, it doesn't see the bias. It has to see the bias in order to have a reason to play a bias. So that's his mouth. You know, they have to see the what the mites does. Rashi learns still that lack of Gemara Melacha. Rabbi Yonah says it's a Meichel Behemah. The Rashi himself says the vort of being surrounded in mites, enveloped in mites, is that it doesn't literally see the Pnei Habayis. Now remember, Dagon is a Dover Sheish Lagar, for sure. So Rabbi Yonah told me the Dover Sheish Lagar. According to Aaron's Mahalach, Dagon, why does it have that reason to play a bias at all? As exerts a kosov? No, it's not a sheish lagar. Only because Gmar Melacha. As a svar. In the svar of Gmar Melacha, it makes a difference that the Dagon can't see the bias because its eyes are masked.
Say it's like a simon to the fact that it's still in its shell, it's on its chest, and it's a simon that it's not yet done.
But the Rashi himself doesn't say it. The Rashi says it. He then says that something that has he says it by kishum and lun. But even the later says by kishum and lun you don't need a poskim of bias. But Pesach Hadvarim, he says by kishum and lun you could have a reason to bias with the green stuff on top, because the green stuff doesn't blind the kishum and lun. They still see the bias. But by the dogma where it's enveloped in the mites, it doesn't see the bias, so it lacks in the reason to bias. That only makes sense to me if we're talking about Exeris HaKosov of Rias Pnei Habayis. But if it's not Exeris HaKosov, just a svar that you need to have this is part of the Gmar Melacha, that you get to the final destination. So it's very hard to understand that it should matter, that it's covered, not covered. So it's very strange. So I think it's Muchuch, Malakavar, that the Din of Asher Hagil Beisoy is part of the Exeris HaKosov of Rias Pnei Habayis. But then we're back to square one. The Rashi himself holds that that Kishum Adlum is a Dover Sheish Legoyen, and a Dover Sheish Legoyen doesn't need Rias Pnei Habayis. So how come my Moluch LeBeisoy, you have to have a Bayis Mixeris HaKosu, that you need the Tefua should see the Bayis, not be in the Mites. So I think the answer, I want to say a different answer. That the Rash held that the Vort of a Dover Sheish Legoyen is not that a Dover Sheish Lagoyen is exempt from the Xeris HaKosuv of Rias Pnei Habayis. Rather, it's that the Goyen is the bias. In a Dover Sheish Lagoyen, even though they don't have literally a bias, it could be out in the open, but the Goyen itself is considered to be a place, a mokum. You know, it has a certain mokum, that's called the Goyen, the threshing place. And when you bring it into the, you know, they don't have literally a bias. It doesn't matter. The Torah is machshav a Goyen as also being a mokum. So when you bring it to the Goyen, so the Goyen, that's the bias. And that's why by a Dover Sheish LeGoyen, the Gemara says you don't need to have Rias Pnei Habayis. Not because you don't need Rias Pnei Habayis, but because reaching the Goyen is like Rias Pnei Habayis. The Goyen becomes the bias. Mail is Gval. When you're Melech L'Shul, because you always, even though you need Rias Pnei Habayis, and it's a cost of the need Rias Pnei Habayis, but the Mishnah says it has to be the last bias. If there's a series about them, the Rias Pnei Habayis has to be the last bias. That says Beferish in Mishnah. So over here, by Melech L'Shuk, what's the last bias? The Goyen is the last bias, because since it's a Dover Sheish LeGoyen, the Goyen becomes a bias. And the Goyen is the last bias, because from there it goes to the market. So then the Goyen is Mechayim. Mashenkel Yemelech L'Beisoy, so the Goyen is still a bias, but it's no longer the last bias. And the Mechayiv has to be the last bias. So there you have to have Asher Hagil LeBeisoy. I think that's the Mahalach of Fidrash.
What does that mean,
Gmar
Melacha? What does that have to be the last bias?
What?
Micha just didn't Gmar
Melacha. No, so maybe Kafi will say that it's Exeris, we'll say, that it's Exeris HaKosov, that the Torah said that you need this particular Gmar Melacha of the Rias Pnei Habayis. So we could say, Taka say, maybe Exeris HaKosov is midin gemar melacha, but it's far to exeris hakosuv. Yeah, that's a little bit strange, because it was a matter that is blindfolded. If the exeris hakosuv is gemar melacha, then I wouldn't think that blindfolded mattered. It's a little mash, but it's really nothing to do with gemar melacha. And if it's nothing to do with Gemara Melacha, why does it have to be the last bias? Well, you're there. Some of those ways to get over that hump. Maybe that's the when the Torah says the bias, it means the last bias. Even if there's a kosher shavoy, the bias the Torah means is the last bias. That's the base one. Shum base, the last bias. The earlier batim, they don't count as the bias. The bias is the final bias. Maybe it doesn't need to come out to give me Gemara Melacha for that.
But if it's not coming out to give me Gemara Melacha, then in what sense is it going to bias? Like going to a bias for anything else in Allah?
Because it's a mokum, it's a station. It's a station. Since the Torah talks about a Goren, so the Goren is a station. It's a mokum. But a bias doesn't have to be a wall. It doesn't have to be literally a house. A bias is like a mokum moshu for the produce. So it could be literally a bias, a silo or something. But a Goren was also the Torah was machshuv a Goren as a mokum of asifa. Welcome at Sifa for the tour, for the Kishum and Lum.
So what would be the subject of Ariyakim? Wouldn't that be the
subject? the Rashi doesn't have that suffer. The Rashi doesn't have that suffer. The Rashi doesn't have Kishum and Lum. We show them when we're stopping about Ariyakim, because they hold it's only Dagon, the Torah says Garen. That's the Chiddush of the Rashi. It's even Kishum and Lum. Most of them hold Kishum and Lum as a Dover Shein Lagarin. Because it doesn't say Garen Torah. I think what I'm saying is Mukhav also meets that Atzmai. I'm saying that according to the Rash, it's not a din that the Dovah Sheish, the Goren is potter from Rias Meir Bias. It's that the Goren is the Bias. I think it's Mukhuch. Because Bishlam, according to those who showed him, who learned that a Dovah Sheish, the Goren means Dogon, when the Torah says, V'nechshav l'chem, G'dogon min ha-Goren. So it's a Gzeres HaKosov, that a Dovah Sheish, the Goren is Mischaiv HaRidei HaGoren, and it doesn't need Rias Meir Bias. So Nichol. But according to the Rash, that even in Kishum and Gluim was called Dovah Sheish Lagarim. Torah doesn't talk about Kishum and Gluim. It doesn't matter. It has a Gurim. In Mitzias, it has a Gurim. So then you can't say, it's a Sakosuv, that this doesn't need to be a Smeya Bias. What's to say? Just because it happens to have agriculturally a Gurim, things that agriculturally have a Gurim don't need to be a Smeya Bias. That's very strange. But like this, you learn, like according to the other Shayim, you can learn, when Dovah Sheish Lagarim, it means the Torah says that Tfu doesn't need to be a Smeya Bias. It's enough to have the Gurim. The Torah says maybe Yayin doesn't need to be a Smeya Bias. It's enough to have a yekker. You can't say the Torah said Kishum and Lum don't need a Rias Meir Bias. Where did you say that in Torah? The Torah doesn't talk about that at all. So Shankin, it must be that. So I think it's a siyua that the Rash understood not that the Torah said that a Dovah Sheish Lagoren doesn't need Rias Meir Bias. The Torah said that a Goren is a bias. So Meil Kishum and Lum they have a Goren and a Goren is a bias. That it says in Torah that a Goren is a bias. So it comes out like this. It comes out the Rash holds a double chiddush. First of all, you see in Rashi that he holds that Kishum and Lum is called Dovah Sheish Lagoren. And number two, you see that he holds that even a Dovah Sheish Lagoren, if you're Moel Klebeisa, you have to have a Shigil Lebeisa. The way I'm explaining it, the two Chidushim go together. Because he holds, from the fact that he holds that Kishum and Lum is called Dovah Sheish Lagoren, so you see, it's Mukhuk that the gedder of Dovah Sheish Lagoren is not that it doesn't need to be a bias, but that the Goren is the bias. If the gedder is that the Goren is the bias, so it has to be the bias Achron, because the Mishnah says you need always the bias Achron. So if you're Moluch Lebeisoi, what's the Goren going to help? You have to have Achshei Gil Lebeisoi. That's not what it says in the Sefer. Achshei Gil Lebeisoi. Lefit the Rash, I think we have a Meruvach Dike answer to Rashi's question. Rav Oishia says that you can be Marmal Tvosu, you can be Machnas if the Moichelah and get out of Rias Meir Bias. So Rashi asked, 1 second. Dogon is a Dovah Sheish Lagoren. A Dovah Sheish Lagoren doesn't need a Rias Meir Bias. So what are you being Marim here in the Moich? Well, what's this Haroma to get out of Rias Meir Bias? Forget the Bias. You don't need Bias. It's a Dovah Sheish Lagoren. The Meruach alone is Mechayiv. So when you take it home, you memory it. It should be Chayiv right away. So Rashi says in the Chanami, Rashi is not like people in the same way. Other Shalim have other answers, we're not going to talk about today. Lefid the Rash, the Kashi Kushi may Karol Lesser. Even a Dovah Sheish Lagoren doesn't mean it doesn't need a bias. Doesn't need a Rias Meir Bias. It needs a Rias Meir Bias. But the Goren is the bias if you're Moel Chashuk, because that's the bias Achon. But if you're Moel Chabais, it's like I said, the Ferish and Mishnah, Shigil Lebais, you have to have the last bias. You have to have literally the bias. So here we're talking about the Rav Oishi is talking about your Moel Chabais. The Chavah has this tool in his bias. And you're Moel Chabais, then you have to need a Rias Meir Bias. So the Goren is not enough, you need the last bias. And if you brought into the last bias, the Moed Shalom, then you get out of the Rias Meir Bias. From the fact that the other Rishonim don't answer that, Rashi doesn't answer that, the other Rishonim, whoever talks about this Kashrut, nobody says this Teretz. It's Mukhuk that they held that a Dovah Sheish Lagoran doesn't need a Riyasmei Abayis at all. It's Potom Riyasmei and Riyasmei Abayis altogether. From the Mishnah's not sharing them, because they learn Kishum is Blumen out of Dovah Sheish Lagoran. It's Dovah Sheish Lagoran. It doesn't say Goran in the Torah. But that, it comes out to all these other Rishonim hold that a Dovah Sheish Lagoran is Potom Riyasmei Abayis altogether. You don't need the Abayis Achrin. And they're also the Shitosim. Because the old Kishum and Dum is not a Dovah Sheish Lagoran, Dovah Sheish Lagoran is only the things that it says in Torah that it needs a Goran. So it means not the Pshat in the Pasuk, the Pshat is not that the Goran is the bias. The Pshat is that it's exerts a Kosuv, that Dogon and things that have a Goran are potter from Riyas Meir bias. If it's exerts a Kosuv, that Dogon is potter from Riyas Meir bias, then even if you're Melech Lebesi, what's the difference? Why should it have to be the bias Achman? If it's a Dovah Sheish Lagoran, it doesn't need Riyas Meir bias at all. But this is the main thing I wanted to work out today, that we have a Bachakas Rishonim in the gather of Riyas Pei HaBayis. Some Rishonim learn, or we have a Bachakas Rishonim rather, not so much in the gather of Riyas Pei HaBayis, we have a Bachakas Rishonim in the gather of Dovah Sheish Lagoran. Why does the Dovah Sheish Lagoran not need a Riyas Pei HaBayis? Many Rishonim learn, the non-Rash Rishonim, all these other Rishonim learn, that it's exerts HaKosov. And the Dovah Sheish Lagoran doesn't need a Riyas Pei HaBayis. And therefore it's postulated by them that it's limited to things where it says in Torah Goran. Dogon says in Torah Goran. Yai is a Shaila if it says in Torah, maybe Yai, you know, it says Yekiv too, but maybe it's not the same, maybe Yekiv is in the Bible. Anyway, the kids said that it's limited to those things where the Torah says Goran, Gedogon and a Goran suggests a Kosov. The Torah said that Dogon and a Goran is high without a Riyas Pei HaBayis. Kishum and Blum? In Malad Aber, about a Kishum and Blum, it has to have a Riyas Pei HaBayis. And in Mishi Poksum, he's like the Gemara says in Musi, Mishi Poksum abides. I have a Seifa, the Seifa is Bayesh Shev Eir, this is Bayesh Shev Soda, Koma. But Akoponim, these we shine up hold, that the Dovah Sheish Lagoran success a Kosum and is limited to those things that says in Torah that it has occurred. Therefore they hold that the Gedder HaDovah is that a Dovah Sheish Lagoran does not need a Riyas Mei HaBayis at all. It's potter from the requirement of Riyas Mei HaBayis. L'shitosom, they have a kasha. Dogon is a Dovah Sheish Lagoran. How can Ravosh say you can mach this b'moitz and get out of Riyas and get around the Riyas Mei HaBayis, but it's a Dovah Sheish Lagoran? Dovah Sheish Lagoran doesn't need a Riyas Mei HaBayis. So Rashi has to answer. Nechanan, Ravosh is against that. Ravosh doesn't hold from Dovah Sheish Lagoran because tak kenshte. The other mahalat is the Rash. The Rash shows that Dovah Sheish Lagoran is not that it's potter from Riyas Mei HaBayis. The Torah said that a Goran is like a bias. So Mela, it's not limited to those things that the Torah says talks about Goran, Kedogim and Goran. Even in Kishum and Gloom, the Torah doesn't talk about it. The fact is they have a Goran. And the Torah said that a Goran is like a bias. So therefore the Rashi also should toss it. Kishum and Gloom is Dovah Sheish Lagoran. So you don't need Mishi Poksu bias. Just have Mishi Poksu. You don't have to have any. You don't have to need a Riyas Mei HaBayis. And on the other hand, that's only if you're Melech L'shut, but if you're Melech L'besoi, since the whole reason why a Dovah Sheish Lagoran doesn't need a Riyas Mei HaBayis, it's not because it's potter from Riyas Mei HaBayis, but because the Goran is the bias, so the Goran may be a bias, but it's not necessarily the last bias. That depends if you're Melech L'shut or Melech L'yir. If you're Melech L'shut, it's the last bias. If you're Melech L'yir, then there's a later bias. That's the Mishnah that Melech L'besoi after, that if you're Melech L'besoi, then it's actually a Giyah, then it's actually a Giyah L'besoi. If you're the Rash, it's talking about the Kamoshia. Avishis give marim on the moitz. Apparently, you need a Riyas Mei HaBayis. I said Dovah Sheish Lagoran. Yeah, Dovah Sheish Lagoran. But here you're Melech Lebeisli. Melech Lebeisli, you have to have the last bias. Okay, let's go on to the Gemara. Second to last line in the Ovid. So often, whatever ain't so often, moitz me divadei v'hat anya. I'm Rav Yehuda Meisa b'shikosu shal meitz agecha b'rimoim. Shepilo nefel lebar. The book came to Yitzis Leidem Zochim the cable. According to Tosis, it must mean the meshech has man, it's kar of levadi, that a chai was megaret. We talked about that. It's sofik moitzim devadi, it's a sofik harogel. The Gemara answered, no, loit emitil nefel lebar, le emitil kevin nefel lebar. But laid him zoch in the cave of Ktani, hoch yom, laid him ruchi pilu, nefeli pilu, mishlamir, nefeli, vim tim sulaim, nefeli pilu, laid him zoch in the cave. We both say him, a cave in shechutu paris mitzuyin, shem vade gerua. So it's a vade ulade. So Taisa says, bokai vehetsitz, leishikai in shaitoyim. feel crave him any matame than a phone. To be in a dummy dog of Ema. Tosis says, how could this claim be matame to the Nephil? That a Kayan, even if it was a Karev, let's say it was a Karev. It says a Karev is only Matami to it's only Matami to Kayvin if it's the Tzarech Kvur. And the following is no Chiyuk Kvur, the Chayas Rimis. Or maybe Stamas asked the question, not Matami to the Chayas Rimis, because it's not a Tzarech Kvur. I don't know what it says in Teres Kayan. Look at Torah's command and see. I think Tosis means because it's not a Tzarech Kvur. A Kapon, that's what it says in Tosis, that a Kayin is not Metame Lunafolim. Then it's Machik Zishayim if a Kayin is Metame only the Tzarech Kvur. Rabban Shita says that a Kayin is Metame even Shalai the Tzarech Kvur. I don't know what he holds by Nafolim, I'm not sure. The Rabban holds that a Kayin is Metame even for not with Tzarech Kvur. Anyway, Tosis was Kayin Shaykh, he had no business being metame to this nephil. Rashi Lemaisa said, "Koyin chacham amayor rohabe." It's kavim leherislo. Passing the chagas Rashi and Tosis. Chacham amayor, it's hard to, can't be shaked on the chacham amayor. See it. So what is Rashi doing? Tosis kasha. How is he metame over here? So I was wondering. It's not so pressure to be Tosis kasha at all. The Gemara says, "Bo ma'isel nechachom v'tiru." The past night he did not become tummy. And the Gemara says, "Why wasn't he tummy?" Like, I asked, "Why wasn't he tummy?" Maskana is he still wasn't tummy either because it's sofik or sofik, because maybe it wasn't an effort sofik or sofik, or because it was a bad gilui chulda. So that means bottom line is when this claim was made, since he didn't become tummy, either because of vadi bada or because sofik or sofik. Bottom line is, he did not become Tamei. So maybe for the same reason that he didn't become Tamei, so maybe it was mutter for him to be Meitzes Lechatchil. Yeah, so he looked over, you have to say, he looked over, because maybe he will see it. So this is the Chayyim Kudim Tosis. Tosis held, I assume, that I think the answer for Tosis is, that Tosis held, you can't say that he was allowed to be Metamei because he was a Vade Giru Chulda. He was looking over the bar to see the Nephil. So he was looking over on the chance that a Chulda wasn't Goyerit. So he's assuming that the Nephil is there. If the Nephil's there, how are you allowed to be Matana? Even if he tells us to be the first answer to the Gemara, laid the Ruach Yipilu and Nephil Yipilu, it's not so pashut. He was looking over to see maybe it's a Ruach. And it's just a Chasveg Sveger. So maybe then it's not so shver Tosis, but at least maybe Tosis yes, at least in the second week.
Let's say the chances are very low. Let's say it ended up type of being a nifal who was there.
See, so which way are you saying?
Because at the end of the day, it's true that the chances are low. But why are you putting yourself in a situation where you're
going? So I don't know. I was thinking maybe it's not so shver. Maybe it's gar geis achachem because he had a lamed shechesma. He said, "I'll be din to say sake. I'm allowed to look." Meanwhile, maybe there'll be a Nephil there and I'll be able to tell my relative if she's told me or not, or how much she's told me. Like, why not? Maybe that's that kind of Chad Rashi. Maybe that's that kind of Rashi help. He was allowed to be Mitami because he wasn't really being Mitami. Al Pidin to Sveg. On the other hand, still a 25% chance that he's actually going to see something. He'll be able to give her the information. And he won't be over any Surim because he relied on the Sveg Sveg. And tell yourselves not to. You can't do such a thing. You can't say, I'm looking, maybe there's a Nephil, but I'm allowed to do it because Sveik Sveika tells me about it, there's no Nephil. If you're looking because maybe there is a Nephil, then you're being Metame. L'chorin Svar, you hear Rashi more than places. Well, Al Pidin, are you allowed to look over this bar? Take away, Stam wants to go over the bar. Stam, he wants to walk over the bar because he wants to walk over the bar. Is he allowed or not? L'chorin is a Sveik Sveika, should be Mutter. Less to say, L'chatchil, you don't rely on such a thing. Maybe it's like, like we say, we don't rely on a rave. I think that's a shadow by Sveik Sveik. If you rely on a Sveik Sveik, l'chatchila. Here's Ashley Levar.
Check it. Get a Zara to check them.
And here it could have been Mavara, so they had no right to do it. It could have been Mavara, even if it's a Sveik Sveik.
That's what I thought Rashi wanted to say. That, no, that's what they had to pick the Chacham.
Because nobody else around.
No one else was able to. He was the Chacham.
He was the Chacham. So then it's good.
So
they needed, he couldn't ask anybody else. He needed to do it. He needed to check.
Oh, you could check for Zachar and Caleb. You could see something in the bar. Chacham, see if there's like blood in the bar.
I said they saw something in the bar. So now, maybe they did. Maybe they said they saw something in the bar. Do you know what it is? No, but the Marsh is, it's a chulde, the Vadi Guru. Okay, the Marsh is Vadi Guru. They didn't know there was anything there.
Close to later, since they checked before him, even
anyway,
it's
not so clear to me. This is the
cook.
What? Who?
Rashi and Nida.
Oh, Rashi and Nida says what?
Says he quotes. Says he ends up pointing like two lishanas. He says that.
Okay. So Rashi himself is not so clear. Uncle Panim, I don't know. What's the pshat of it? What's exactly, why was it, why can't he do this to Chatil? Fatih for the second lesson, there's Vada Giro. Maybe it's like Sveika, maybe the Chatil not rely on Sveika. But Vada Giro, you can rely. He was able to be made just because Vada Giro Chutah. I said, what was he doing? But maybe not. Can you be such a Chacham? Okay, any idea. Let's see if I do a little bit. I'm not going to go into Tosfos Halachos, what I mentioned to the bar. I'm not going to get into it. It's a whole side. So, Tosfos to Mishnah Yochid, which is Rabban. Anyway, Esvei, Meitzvei, most of the Tavnis had the Tavnis Regal. He'll have so much of Esvei from there, but Amaya Shvam Ninu. This Tari capitulated we had earlier in Shmuel. So it says, but a Yisrael, right, we'll see Rashi in a second. Rashi says doesn't mean he. It's based on the Gemara. Shaloi v'shal chaveri means this one's over the par, this one's over the makailas. Even though he's an Ovid Lepar, he can mevatel the Makalis. So this is Ovid Lemakalis, he can mevatel the Par. But Yisrael is Eine mevatel, but it's Hechavim, Shaloi, Vishal, Chav. He can't mevatel, but it's Arnold. In fact, Amar Amai, Devi, Kavadis, Chav, Shnish, Tabra, Mei, Leo. Even if Yisrael doesn't have a Koyach, he mevatel, but it's Arnold. But let the Yisrael, every time Yisrael is mevatel, but it's Arnold, it should be like Kavadis, Shnish, Tabra, Mei, Leo. So my answer is, Amar Bai, Kishav, Poxa. He didn't break it. He just smashed his face. Broke his nose or something. I mean, he punched it in. So that's a mice. What does Abai mean? So what Abai means, it's a mice of bittle. The guy does it, it's a mice of bittle. But it's not called Abai Zorish and Shtabra, the Shtabra, the Heter, the Shlokish of Nashaloi Yatsolo. For acting Gemara, if he pokes him, I have it. But then pokes after Mishle Chosu of a Taylor. The Mishnah says that pokes is a mice of bittle. So my answer is, Hanim yilid the pachsa v'kechovim. Yeah, for goydah, then it's a maisi bittul. Aval pachsa yisrael, loy b'teil. Chovim means because it doesn't happen after loy atzol. Maisi is not broken. So to the natural loy atzol, it doesn't arrive. See Rashi. Shaloi v'shal chaveri, ben sh'shneim oivdim li'ir ha'achas, ben sh'zeh oivad l'por v'zeh l'makailis. V'odav v'ish kechovim v'teres, ha'idei bittul, nafkun l'kamen minayin lo'v kechovim sh'pais l'avadiz ha'ra. Sh'pais l'avadiz kechovim. This we talked about before. Why did Rashi wake up now to tell me that we had already the whole Yish Messiah? But from the Rashi's red line with over that Yish is a different getter. The Oivdim were Messiah. That doesn't need a apostle, or at least doesn't need Rashi to explain anything. But here we're saying a Chiddush. A Maisa Bittul works even though he's not an Oivdim Lepar. He's an Oivdim Makalos. So has he Mevatel Lepar? That's already Exeis Akos. Shepochse Hikolay Yisrael BePatashash Nismachet Zerosa. But Leichistro Klum Hilkachoy Botim. But Tanakav Beberes Kichavim Pochso.
It's a mice of bizoyan. So it works as a bitl. The Getchka doesn't care about getting its face smashed in. At least it didn't break. That's a bai. That's so clear to me, just in the pshat, why do I have to ask from the Mishnah? Let me ask from the Mishnah, v'hot tnan. Kil gemoiz mechir from the Mishnah that pochse is a maisa bittul. Abai also knew pochse is a maisa bittul. Abai's whole teretz is predicated on the idea that pochse is a maisa bittul, because Abai's explaining the braisa, that a goy could be mevatel v'nezor shaloi v'shal chaveri, but not a Yisro. And Abai is saying, the case can't be that he broke it, because if he broke it, then even a Yisro, it's not a Yisro shenishtav v'meileh. The case has to be pochse. And what does it say in braisa? That if a goy does pochse, it's bottle. But if Yisrael does pochsa, then it doesn't have the din of a benazorish and ishtar b'meileh. So in Abai himself, it's muchuch that pochsa, when a guy does it, is a ma'aseh bittul. From the brayse itself, that Abai is coming to be miyashin. So the Gemara asks, but the Mishnah says a guy could be mabatul al-day pochsa. I need a Mishnah. Abai himself said that that's pshat in the brayse. The Gemara is asking in Svara. I mean, the Gemara is just asking in Svara. I would understand. The Gemara is asking in Svara Monash. If pochsa is a ma'aseh bittul, then it should be in ishtar b'meileh. And if it's not a ma'aseh bittul, then even if a goy does it, it shouldn't count. In effect, that's what the Gemara is asking. But I don't understand why the Gemara has to call the Mishnah for that. Anyway, that's about it. The Rav Omer Le'olam Ki Pochsa Yisrael Nami B'Teilu. Really, Pochsa works for bittul, even if Yisrael doesn't. Because even Pochsa is like a Vodazosh and Shtav Me'ela. Elegzeir Til Me'magbili V'Hodna Me'vatli V'Aber Eskichovim V'Yad Yisrael V'Chol Aber Eskichovim V'Yad Yisrael Eina B'Teilu Le'olam. But Chazal with Goy so that Yisrael can't be Mevatla Vodazor, it's worse than Shtar Vamelel, because they were afraid before he breaks it, he's going to pick it up. If he'll pick it up, it'll become a Vodazor Shal Yisrael. Vodazor Shal Yisrael is Eino B'Tela. Eish Lodun in the Pshat and Rava is the Svar, what's Rava's Svar? Abai said the Svar, Pochso is not, there's no national answer, it's not broken. Just he was Mevazit. So if a Goy does it, he was Mevazit. But if a Jew does it, then the thing is nothing. A Jew can't be mivatel with a zor. It's not nishtab meileh because it's not broken. So Rava says, no, it's not true. Even pochsa is nishtab meileh. There's a pshat in Rava that he holds that pochsa is taka like it broke. That's what Rava is saying. Rava is saying, your premise is wrong. Pochsa is like nishtab. Whereas a pshat in Rava agrees that it's just a bizoyin. But Rava holds, if Yisrael is mivazit, then the guy also says, nafshal yatzol. The nafkamina will be, what if the avodah zor, let's say, fell on its own and smashed its nose? Nifchas in this aches. So what would Rava hold? If Rava holds that Pochsa is like Nishtabra, so then it broke. Pochsa Rava concedes is not like Nishtabra. It's just the Bizoyin, the same way the Bizoyin helps for the Maisa Bittul, the Bizoyin helps for Nafshal Yatzolo. That's only if somebody was Mavazit. If it fell on its own and got dented, that won't do it. That's a Yesh Lodim Badova. Anyway, Rashi says, two more minutes, Rashi says, Rav Amal Eilam ki Pachsi Shol Nami Havi Bittul Ma'alyo El Rabbon and Gozor Dechol Bittul Yisrael Lai Bittul Lav Bittul Gzeir Adil Ma'magbalei V'koni Li Ba'agbo Dechol Dvar Hefke K'goin Mitzio Niknis Ba'agbo. So Rashi sounds like this is the Rabbi Craig is Mitzchayim the Magen Avraham talks about. Sounds like in Rashi that this din that Yisrael, if he picks up the Avodah Zarah, it becomes his and he can't be Mevatel anymore. That's only because we're talking about Avodah Zarah that's Hefke. But what if the Avodah wasn't Hefka? What if it belonged to the guy? So then the Chor Yisrael's not Koinit. Sounds like, I mean, that's the Mashmois and Rashi. Chor Yisrael's that way. Yisrael picked it up. He's not Koinit. So would that mean that if Yisrael broke an Avodah Zarah that belonged to a guy, then we should say it should be in the Shtab Mele? You don't have the Gzeira. What? So this whole Arichas Taka, the Bach and the Magen Avraham, there's a whole discussion in the Bach and Magen Avraham around this issue. The Bach says that even if it belonged to a Yisrael, no, the Bach Taka says if it belonged to a guy, I think the Bach says then you Taka don't have this because if a Jew breaks it, then a Yisrael that belongs to a guy, if a Jew breaks it, according to Reish Lakish, we don't hold like Reish Lakish anyway, but according to Reish Lakish, it'll be about Yisrael Shnishtav Meileh. And the Magen Avraham says. But Magen Avraham says, no, it can't be. He has your eye from Tosfos and Sukkah. People take a look if you want. He says, no, even if it belongs to a guy, but if Yisrael takes it, so he's neschayv in a Christ. As God, he's neschayv in a Christ. So if he's neschayv in a Christ, that's enough to make it another Zohar Shul Yisrael. Like by Chometz, if you move Chabal a Christ and Chometz of a guy, it becomes Chometz Shalva Pesach. So here also, if the guy, if the Jew, even if he stole it, but he became chayv in a Christ. So one of the Mepharshim there in the side of the Shulchan Aruch says, he doesn't know that it's so possible that if a Jew steals from a guy, he's chayv in a Christ. So chayv Shalva. Why should he have a Christ? I mean, it gets lacking also, but pastor's no chiv hashava. The guy can come and say in the money gavach, but there's no chiv hashava. There's no chiv hashava. So make a taste that there's a chiv hachrayis. You know, that's the whole discussion is around this issue. Also, Rashi's not like the Rambam. The Rambam is a taisus, but Rashi the Chaz now. The Rashi says because it was hefker. It's Mashman Rashi. If it wasn't hefker, then you wouldn't say this. But then the other, then Rashi should. Does that mean that that's back of the din? According to Reish Lakish. That if a guy breaks up, if a Jew breaks up a desire of a guy that is taka also because of a desire in the shtab meila, maybe that's pretty big chiddush. That's a pretty big chiddush. I had a machshava. I'll just tell you that much. I know you guys have to. Who has to go? People in Bible now. Just 30 seconds. I had a machshava like this. The Gemara said before. The Brisa said to a Mishnah really that a guy can be rathel but desire shaloi b'shal chaver. So it's more in the Gemara, Rashi quotes the Gemara in Samach Dalet, that Shaloi v'shal chaveri means that this one was over the Lepar, this one was over the Machelos. The Gemara is a little more complicated. Actually simplified the Gemara. The Gemara says really it could mean this one was over the Lepar and this one was over to a different Par. Then the Gemara says another price, that no, that's even more than that. Not only Par and Par. You know, this one davened by this Par, this one davened by the other Par. Even though this one went to Par, this one went to Machelos. Either way, Abba Rezor is about the Shaloi v'shal chaveri. So a little bit of bother me. What's dry? Why did the Gemara not learn the Mishnah Kipshutoi? If you just saw the Mishnah and you didn't know the Gemara, you didn't see Rashi, and you would read a Mishnah that says that a guy can be rachel but his zara shaloi b'shul chaveri. How would you translate it? That not only can I be rachel my own but his zara, I can be rachel but his zara belongs to somebody else. And the Chazal Chiddush didn't because I'm not a pilot. Normally I know because I can. And I'm oisid over shein shaloi. Here it's not an iser, it's a heter. But normally I can't make a chaloi in something that I'm not a pilot. And here it says why can't that be shot in the Mishnah? Here it says a Chiddush that a guy could. Can be mevatel of a desire that belongs to somebody else, and the Gemara doesn't have that at all. So I thought maybe the fact is that when a guy is designated something as a desire, the Moshe lahavdil by Yisrael, he gives something over for Hekdash. So not only are you saying that it's holy, but it means you're giving it over to the Rishus of Hekdash. It doesn't belong to you anymore. Hekdash is a Rishus. Amir long is enough. You don't need a Maisa Kenyan. That's dinim. But about the concept of hekdesh is that you moisir to a different rishus. So I thought that maybe by Avodah Zarah also, when a guy takes a piece of whatever, he carves a statue and he says this is an Avodah Zarah, he's over to it and he makes it to an Avodah Zarah, maybe that's like a rishus acheres, and it's like a hefker. He is in the guy's mind, he's giving it over to a different rishus. The Avodah Zarah is rishus atzmai. Even though Lovin said, Lomagan after Salahai, he kept it in his house, but not that he owned it. How can he own it? It's Tachal God. He doesn't own it. He thinks that he gives over the Avodah Zarah to be in his own Rishus. The own Rishus is a fiction, so it's Hefka. So maybe every Avodah Zarah is Hefka. By definition, when the guy is mapped to something to be in Avodah Zarah, Yachin to be in Avodah Zarah, so then it's Rishus Achaz. So by definition, it's Hefka. So there's no such thing as Avodah Zarah Shaloi B'Shul Chaveri, except in the sense that he's over the Bar and he's over the Machelos. But you can't say, the guy doesn't think this Avodah Zarah belongs to me. He thinks I belong to it. So every Avodah Zarah by definition is Hefker. That's why you never talk of finding the Gemara. When the Gemara talks about being kind of Avodah Zarah, you never find the Gemara is done, it belongs to the guy and you're stealing it. It's not such thing. Anyway, it had such a question. It's a chiddush. I mean, it's not the way the Bach and the Magen Avraham, they're a point of departures. There are Avodah Zarahs of Hefker and Avodah Zarahs that belong to a guy. Now he's Lodin, the Gneva, Chayas, and so on. From this Rashi, that it's not that. How about his arms automatically have? Okay, we'll stop here.
Thank you very much, Alex.
Is there shaped pieces of side like where you're not sharp?
Yeah.